the Hill. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The head of Homeland Security grilled again by lawmakers and asked again about the new disinformation board.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy asked DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas who picked Nina Jankowicz to head the new disinformation board. And did he know she'd once called Hunter Biden's laptop Russian disinformation? Mayorkas said,
I was not aware of that. We do not discuss the internal hiring process. Ultimately, as the secretary, I'm responsible for the decisions of the Department of Homeland Security.
Mayorkas said they did not roll out the announcement of this board effectively, but insisted that the board would operate under guardrails meant to protect civil liberties and free speech. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Biden laid out his plan to cut the deficit and ease inflation, which includes raising taxes on corporations and the wealthy.
You heard me say it before. I'm a capitalist. I believe you should be able to make as much money as you legally can. But just pay your fair share.
The president said the pandemic recovery is boosting job growth and raising revenues. The Fed took action today to try to ease inflation, raising its key rate by half a percentage point. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, the latest member of President Biden's inner circle to test positive for COVID-19.
The State Department spokesman says the secretary is fully vaccinated and boosted and experiencing mild symptoms. He tested negative yesterday and this morning before a positive test this afternoon. Both the State Department and White House say Blinken has not seen President Biden in person for several days and is not considered a close contact, according to CDC guidelines. Blinken did attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner and other events this past weekend.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. President Biden's approved a disaster declaration for New Mexico, where fire crews are dealing with the largest wildfire in the country. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A Georgia man charged with murder after his baby daughter died after she was left in a hot car.
Authorities say David Japhes McCrory Watley left his 8-month-old daughter in a car while he went to the Snellville Police Department to retrieve his gun and ended up getting arrested for a probation violation. The child spent several hours in the hot car Tuesday before her grandmother got her out and took her to a hospital, but it was too late.
He made no statements as to the fact that his daughter was left in the car.
Snellville Police Detective Jeff Manley.
I'm absolutely astounded that somebody would leave an 8-month-old in a car and park away from our building and walk up here knowing that child was in the car and leaving there. I'm astounded.
Watley bonded out of jail on the probation violation Tuesday evening. He was arrested again Wednesday and charged with second-degree murder. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The company behind TurboTax will pay millions to customers in a settlement with New York's Attorney General.
New York Attorney General Letitia James announced the $141 million settlement with Intuit, which is signed by the attorneys general of all 50 states. James says ads for Intuit's product, TurboTax, promised free tax filing services and that they steered low-income tax filers away from the federally supported free services they qualified for and toward Intuit's own commercial products instead. Under the settlement, Intuit will suspend the TurboTax free ads and pay restitution to nearly 4.5 million customers who are expected to get a payment of about $30 for each year they were deceived into paying for filing services. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
This year's Met Gala, held at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art, earned a record $17.4 million. The annual event is a fundraiser for the self-funding Costume Institute at the museum. The money pays for the operation of the Institute and for various exhibits. Some of the biggest names in fashion and other celebrities typically attend. I'm Lee Silicera, and this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.